Chapter 1. The Coming of the Christ. Mark chapter 1 verses 1 through 8. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophets, "Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you." The voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." John came baptizing in the wilderness and preaching a baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. Then all the land of Judea and those from Jerusalem went out to him and were baptized by him in the Jordan River, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, "There comes one after me who is mightier than I, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to stoop down and loose. I indeed baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." Imagine for a moment that you are a Christian in first century Rome. You are assembled with your congregation on the Lord's Day, but not in a church. The persecutions of the Emperor Nero are raging. And if the authorities discover that you are a believer, you will be arrested and subjected to the death penalty. So you and your fellow believers are gathered underneath the city in the catacombs, surrounded by skeletons and cadavers. When Nero came to power, he reigned in calmness and with some ability for 5 years. However, in AD 59, he changed and began to engage in radically cruel and immoral actions. Then, in the year 64, a great fire devastated Rome. It is difficult for us to understand the extent of the destruction that took place as a result of that fire. When it broke out, it spread to 7 wards of the city and raged for 7 days. No sooner did it appear to be brought under control than it broke out again. Ultimately, it destroyed nearly 80% of the city. The devastation that Hurricane Katrina wrought in New Orleans is not worthy to be compared with the damage the fire caused in Rome. When things like this happen, everyone looks for someone to blame. Many suspected Nero himself had set the fire. To deflect suspicion, Nero chose to blame it on Christians. Word swept through the city that the destruction had been caused by those antisocial, anti-religious fanatics who bore the name of Jesus Christ. So Nero sent his military out to round up every Christian he could find. When he arrested the Christians, he clothed them in the skins of wild animals. Then, in a public display of cruelty, he let feral dogs loose against them. Thinking they were assaulting wild animals, the dogs attacked the Christians garbed in skins and killed them. Other Christians Nero dipped in pitch or tar and ignited their bodies, using them to illuminate his private gardens. If that were not enough, other Christians were brought into the Colosseum and fed to the lions for entertainment. In all probability, it was around the year 65, in the immediate aftermath of the Great Fire, that the first written record of the life and ministry of Jesus Christ appeared, the Gospel according to Mark. It is basically a settled matter of historical investigation that the initial audience for this gospel was the Christians suffering persecution in Rome. This gospel reminded them of their salvation in Christ, taught them about the suffering that Jesus himself experienced, and even revealed that Jesus was driven into the wilderness and was under the threat of wild beasts. So, imagine yourself in the catacombs, worshiping with a little band of believers. On this Lord's Day, however, the pastor of your congregation comes with a new document. It is the newly written Gospel of Mark. You are about to hear the Word of God in the first reading of this Gospel.